Accepting the Atonement. What is the Atonement? It is the removal of fear and guilt from the mind in the acceptance that only God's loving will is true, and I am His loving will. The Course defines it as, quote, reconciliation with God through the wiping away of that which seems to separate us from God, through the recognition that they were never real in the first place, as proven by Jesus through the resurrection, end quote. First, I identify what it is that I would have healed without regard to its seeming severity or duration. Next, I identify what the ego has claimed as the cause of this problem. Now, as I move through this process of accepting the atonement, I do so not only for myself, but for the healing of the one mind of the sleeping sonship. Thank you, Jesus and Holy Spirit, that you are right here in my mind, receiving all that I hand over and perfecting that which may not be wholly without resistance within me. I enter into this now moment, forgiving the concept of time. I accept myself as I am right at this moment without any judgment at all. I lovingly allow all things to be as they are, and I offer my gratitude and love for my willingness. I offer forgiveness to myself as I sincerely apologize to myself for having believed in this problem and for projecting it onto others, myself and/or my body. I recognize that the problem and all seeming symptoms are not, quote, out there in the world, in another person, or in the body, but are coming from my mind. I have believed up until now that I have separated from God and God's unified creation. I have believed that I became a private body with a private mind, and this has produced guilt within my mind that is now being projected outward. This projected guilt takes on countless different illusory forms that seem to attack me, such as lack, conflict, pain, sickness, disease, and death. Therefore, I recognize that whatever the seeming problem calls itself, it is only ever one thing, the guilt in my mind stemming from the belief in separation. I understand that because the problem is not physical or in the world, but only in my mind, that only my mind and its perception needs correction. I understand that because the problem is really guilt in the mind, that the problem does not actually have a cause such as accident, heredity, aging, or anything tied to the world, and is not a product of the past or past event. Because the problem is only guilt in my mind, I look past all appearances and physical sense testimony. I remember that guilt in the mind sends messengers of fear into the world to bring me back pictures of fear so that I lose my peace and access to the voice of Holy Spirit. I know that if something is not of God, love, it has no cause and is not real. I am only ever looking at illusions. Yes, they seem real to physical sense, yet Jesus casts them out instantaneously, proving their nothingness. Because he tells me I can, I will now do the same. I understand that there is no hierarchy of illusions. Illusions, or symbols in the gap, are all the same, meaningless and without any value or reality. Because they all serve the same purpose, to create the sense of guilt and fear in the mind, they are all the same. Only ego has judged them as different and has assigned different values to them. Holy Spirit knows they are all the same and they are nothing. I accept this truth now. I do accept and agree that healing of the problem takes no time and no process is involved or required. This is because in the same second that the Son of God asked the question, "What would separation be like?" God gave his loving answer of, "Inconceivable, my son." The question and the answer occurred in the same instant. This dream is the attempt by the Son to make that split second into a continuing dream or saga, yet it never occurred. The separation never took place because it is impossible to separate from God, who is infinite and omnipresent. This is why all healing is already accomplished. And what is already accomplished requires no time or process. In the event that any correction does not seem to appear instantaneously, I recognize that this is only my resistance to accepting the felt state of my innocence. As I realize that the separation has not occurred, then guilt is an impossibility. It is the acceptance of this that the ego resists deeply. Yet Jesus assures me that in proportion to my singular desire to experience only my innocence, I will see and experience its effects as health, abundance, joy, fulfillment, holy relationship, and a love without opposite. It is impossible that the love I am not be experienced directly when the blocks to my awareness of it are removed through forgiveness. I offer any resistance to fully accepting the atonement over to Holy Spirit. If I am fearful of God, I offer this over to Holy Spirit. If I think I know something or believe I am the healer, I offer this defense over to Holy Spirit. If I fear love and my holy self, I hand these blocks over to Holy Spirit. Any resistance, seen or unseen, recognized or not, I offer full willingness for these to be exposed and forgiven through Holy Spirit. I affirm in my heart that there is only one power, not two. God, who is love, is the only power, for God is omnipotence. There is nothing that can withstand, oppose, conflict with, or delay God's all power, which is right here, right now, asserting itself through me as me. It is impossible that I can be prevented from knowing the truth and my innocence as perfect love. I recognize and affirm that God is the only cause. Since God did not create the ego does not exist. Since the ego does not exist, it has no ability, no right, no intelligence, no influence over my mind. It's only a collection of false beliefs I attempted to use as a substitute to my only true mind. Because ego is not a cause, it can have no effects such as sin, sickness, or death. Resting deeply in my heart and joined together with the sonship in this understanding of the truth and its joyous acceptance as the only truth, I desire to accept the atonement for myself, for one another, and for the world. It is not possible to accept it alone, for we are all one. I accept your correction, Holy Spirit. Father, Mother, God, I accept the correction and choose to allow only your understanding of what you have created be mine. I move into trust, once again realizing that God's will is already done, it's already perfect. I am not asking that anything bad be made good. I am accepting the correction to my misperceptions and the removal of guilt from my mind by the perfect love and innocence I am. I trust that the truth is true and nothing else is true. I trust that nothing real can be threatened and nothing unreal exists. And finally, in my sealing of my acceptance of the atonement on behalf of the one I am, I allow and feel the gratitude for the present perfection in all things. Those obstacles that, when repurposed, return my awareness to peace and innocence. The good that reminds me of God's loving will for me. The lessons that reveal that I am God's loving will, and that the God I am waking up to is good, pure peace, perfect love, who wills only for my joy and has given me eternal life. Thank you, God, that I am still exactly as you created me, perfect, whole, and complete in your priceless love. And so it is. Amen.